This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. All praises belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we request praises and blessings upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I think we can do much better than that, right? Let's try that again. I'm going to say the salam again, and everyone here and all of you back home behind the camera, I want you to respond back louder so that I can hear you, inshallah. Let's try that again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah, mashaAllah. Barakallahu feekum. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. I have with me behind the camera Abdullah, and he is 10 years old. And I have Ahmed, and he is
7
years old. And I have little Khadija. How old are you, Khadija? 5, right? 5?
No.
How old are you? You're 3 years old, mashallah, mashallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all the children here, and the children all the way there behind the camera. And together, myself and Abdullah and Ahmed and Khadija, we welcome you to the Young Learners Hub, where we will, inshallah, build Jannah together every episode, inshallah. And I would love to know where you are joining from, so please let me know via the live chat, okay? There's a live chat option on your screens. Please let me know where you're joining from, inshallah, because having knowledge of that will be beloved to me. Now, at the beginning, I began this episode reciting something in Arabic, okay? And what I said in Arabic was basically three things. I said three things in the Arabic language. Number one, I asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless our program together. Now, what do I mean by blessing our program together? I asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our program together even more special. And I asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us even more rewards, because more rewards means what, Khadija? It means a bigger
house.
A bigger house in Jannah, isn't it? And a bigger Jannah. So I asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless our program. Then I asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also to assist us after I praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then I also asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send praises and blessings to and upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our teacher, and he is our master, and he is our leader. And everything that we will be learning in this episode and the episodes to come, inshallah, will, you know, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. So we will be learning from the teachings that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, alhamdulillah. Now, some people said, when I announced this program, they said that, Sheikh Sajid, this is a very strange program that you are doing for the children. They said, it's a strange program. I said, why is this strange? They said, well, we are used to you teaching the big people. You're always teaching the big people. You're always passing Islamic rulings, and you're doing all the serious stuff, and now you're doing a program for the children. And I said to them, no, just the opposite. It's just the opposite. We must have a program for our boys and girls as well. Why? Well, firstly, because Islam teaches us that our boys and girls, each and every one of you here, and each and every one of you out there, you are our today and you are our tomorrow. This is what Islam teaches us, right? Islam also teaches us that our boys and girls are so special and they are so valuable. Right? That's what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. That's what the Quran teaches us, that each and every one of you, you are so special, you are so valuable, and that is why I have a great belief in you all, that each and every one of you, you can achieve whatever you put your minds to. Yes, isn't it? Whatever you put your mind to, whatever you want to achieve, you can achieve it, because Allah created you, He gave you your brain, He gave you your heart, He gave you your body, right? He gave you your mind, right? And you believe in Allah, and you believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So whatever you want to achieve, you can achieve it. And that's what makes you all so special and so valuable. Also, number three, it's important that we teach the young boys and the young girls, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, he taught the big people, and he also taught the children. He taught the young boys and young girls as well. That's what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did, and we need to follow him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us that if we want Allah to love us, then we need to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right? We need to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it's the opposite, right? We must have a program for our young boys and young girls, especially during the lockdown, right? Especially since schools are closed and madrasas are closed. And I pray that inshallah we can build Jannah together through our programs together over the next 3 weeks. And inshallah Allah gathers us in Jannah together, just as Allah has gathered us here via the internet in these episodes. Okay, now this week, and because of the big people asking me, why am I teaching? Or it's strange that I'm teaching the small people lessons every day. I want to teach you all this week lessons about small people, young people that did amazing things. They also did great things. There were people that were small, but subhanallah, they changed the world. And there were people that no one believed in, and subhanallah, they also, they changed the world, right? They made the world such a better place. So inshallah, every day during this week, Monday to Friday, we will be learning together lessons about people from our history who were small, or people that no one believed in, but subhanallah, they did amazing things. They did amazing things. And today we want to start learning about, who are we starting with today, Khadija?
Ibrahim.
Ibrahim, right? Ibrahim alayhi salam, inshallah. So we're going to learn about Ibrahim alayhi salam, because Ibrahim alayhi salam did amazing things as a young boy. Now, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was born in a place near Babylon. And in the Arab language, we call this place Babel. Okay? Now, no one really knows exactly when he was born, and there's many different dates that the historians, the people of history, mention regarding exactly when he was born. But on average, we can say that he was born around 2,000 years before Isa alayhi salam was born. Okay? So Ibrahim alayhi salam was born around 2,000 years before Isa alayhi salam was born. Now, Babylon is the English name, and in Arabic we say Babel, Babel. And during this time, there was a king who was ruling many places, and his name was Namrud. What was his name?
Namrud.
But in English, he's known as Nimrod. He's known as Nimrod. And Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was growing up in this place with his father, with other people. And Ibrahim alayhi salam, he knew that he had a creator, right? Because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created all of us when we were born, inside of us there was a belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our creator, right? And He is the all-powerful. We shouldn't worship anyone besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Ibrahim alayhi salam knew this. And Ibrahim alayhi salam knew that as a little boy he had a mind. And who gave him that mind?
Allah.
Allah gave him that mind. Ibrahim knew as a little boy he had a heart. Who gave him that heart?
Allah.
And Ibrahim alayhi salam knew as a little boy that he had a soul. Who gave him that soul?
Allah.
Allah, right? So was he clever?
Yes.
Yes, he had to be clever, because who created him?
Allah.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created him. Now, Ibrahim alayhi salam had a problem, and it wasn't a little problem, it was a big, big problem. What was the problem? His people were worshipping idols, and not just his people, but his own father. And he had an even bigger problem, because not only was his father worshipping idols, but his father used to make the idols. What did his father used to do?
Make the
he used to make the idols with his own hands. Now, what does worshipping idols mean? Say someone is worshipping an idol, what does it mean? You have to speak up so everyone can hear you behind the camera.
False gods.
They're worshipping false gods. But where did these gods come from?
People. They made it.
Ahmed, where did they come from?
People.
People. How? What did they do?
They used to build them out of stones.
Ah, so people made these structures out of stones and other materials, and then they used to worship them. They used to worship them. That's what worshipping idols means.
So doesn't listen and doesn't walk.
Well done, Khadija. Give me five. brilliant. Khadija just told us that idols, subhanAllah, the people are worshipping them. Look, it doesn't even make sense to Khadija's little mind. And she's 3 years old, isn't it? Right? So Ibrahim alayhi salam, subhanAllah, is saying that how is it possible that we have a mind and we're still worshipping idols? Right? Allah gave me a mind. I can't accept people worshipping idols. I know my father's doing it. I know everyone else is doing it. Everyone is doing this, but it doesn't make sense to me. Now, who should I be? Who should I be? Someone who just does things because everyone is doing it? Or should I be someone who uses the mind which Allah gave me? Use the heart which Allah gave me, right? We use the mind and we use the heart. And I think, what's the right thing to do, right? Because it can't be that the right thing is what everyone does. The right thing has to be what makes sense, correct? So Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was thinking for a while and he said, you know what? I need to go speak to my father. I need to go speak to my father. So he went to his father and he respectfully, lovingly said to his father, oh my dear father, oh my daddy, right? That's what some of us call our babas. We say baba, we say daddy, right? We say father. He said to his father so nicely, oh my dear father, oh my dear father. Why do you worship that which cannot speak, that which cannot listen, that which cannot give you anything? It can't help you. It can't harm you. Why do you worship these things, my dear father? He said he spoke to his father so nicely. He wasn't rude, right? He didn't go to his father and say, but what's wrong with you? Can't you use your brains? Is that funny? Yeah. He didn't listen to big people. He went and spoke to them nicely. He went and spoke to his father beautifully. He went and spoke to his father caringly. Yes, Khadija, caringly, exactly. And he said, why do you worship these things? It doesn't benefit you. It doesn't make sense to me. He said, oh, my dear father, I think I am right. And I think what everyone else is doing is wrong. So please, my dear father, everyone else has forgotten. I think that. That's what he was saying. So what happened? Ibrahim alayhi salam's father was listening. And then Ibrahim alayhi salam said, my dear father, don't fall shaytan. I think worshipping idols is because of shaytan. If we worship idols, we're following shaytan. Don't follow shaytan. Shaytan is a clear enemy to us. Now, what did Ibrahim alayhi salam's father do? Ibrahim alayhi salam's father became angry. He became so cross. And he said to Ibrahim alayhi salam, you better stop saying what you're saying. You better not tell me this again, okay, right? And if you carry on speaking like this, I'm going to punish you. I'm going to punish you. Now, obviously, Ibrahim alayhi salam's father, he was worshipping idols because he saw his father worshipping idols. And his father worshipped idols because he saw his father worshipping idols. They weren't really thinking. And Ibrahim alayhi salam, this young boy, just like you are young boys and girls, he was thinking, right? So they weren't thinking, but he was thinking. And Ibrahim alayhi salam, no doubt, became sad. Why did he become sad? Because he felt, subhanAllah, my own father is not doing the right thing. But Ibrahim alayhi salam didn't want to give up. He says, I'm not going to give up. My father said, I can't talk to him. I have to listen to him. So I'm not going to speak to him again. But I'm going to try and do something else to make him think. Now, these people had a day of Eid. You know, we know what a day of Eid is, right? What's the day of Eid? Where we go and celebrate. So everyone was going to go far away to celebrate. And they came to Ibrahim alayhi salam. And they said to Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was a young boy, his father came the day of Eid. But Ibrahim alayhi salam says, no, I'm not feeling well. He said, I'm not feeling well. Okay. Was he lying?
No.
But was he sick?
No.
He wasn't sick. But he said he's not feeling well. So is that lie? Was he lying? Because he wasn't sick and he's telling them I'm sick.
He was sick with what they were doing.
But Abdullah wants to tell us something. Go ahead, Abdullah.
He was sick with what they were worshipping.
Aha. Ibrahim alayhi salam wasn't saying that I am really sick. I have a flu or I have a cold or I have a cough. Ibrahim alayhi salam was saying, I feel sick of people worshipping idols. That's what he meant. So he wasn't telling lies. He wasn't saying I'm physically sick. He was saying I'm sick of people worshipping idols. All right. So they left him behind. And when they all went away, Ibrahim alayhi salam went to the place where they kept all the idols. And he took an axe or some instrument. And he started smashing all the idols into pieces. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran. He started smashing all the idols into pieces except one idol. Which one?
The big one.
And he took this axe and he placed it by the big one. Now, why did he not destroy the big one? Well, we'll know soon. When everyone came back and they saw all their idols smashed to pieces, the little boy smashed it to pieces. Obviously, they didn't know who did it, right? But they saw all the idols smashed to pieces. What did they do? They became angry and they started screaming, "Who did this to our idols? Who did this to our gods? Who disrespected our gods and smashed them to pieces?" So some people who stayed behind, they said, "There's some boy who did it. We saw a boy going there." And people, when they call him, they say Ibrahim. Meaning he wasn't a famous boy. He was just a boy. Like you, just, you know, we have young boys and young girls. Not very famous. But he was famous with Allah, right? Everyone wants to be famous on YouTube and on Google. No, you have to be famous with Allah. No one knew Ibrahim. He wasn't famous.
Not for Shaitan.
You can't be famous with Shaitan. Well done, Khadija. That's a fight. Give me fight. Well done. You can't be famous with Shaitan. And you should be famous with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the people didn't know who Ibrahim was, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew who Ibrahim alayhi salam was. He was famous with Allah. He was famous with the angels. So these people said, "We don't know. He's just this boy. He's not very famous. We don't know him." But when they call him, they say Ibrahim. So everyone knew, aha, we know who did it. So they came to Ibrahim and they were cross with Ibrahim and they scolded Ibrahim and they said, "Did you do this to our idols?" And Ibrahim said, "Why don't you ask the big one? Why are you asking me? Ask the big one, he's got the axe." But everyone knew that we can't ask the big one. These idols don't speak, they can't move. They can't harm anyone. They can't benefit anyone. They can't support anyone. They can't listen to anyone. So Ibrahim alayhi salam was trying to make them think. And they knew that Ibrahim was right and they were wrong. But they were arrogant. They became angry and they said, "No, we have to support these idols because our fathers used to worship them. And we have to punish Ibrahim." They had to punish Ibrahim. So what did they do? They wanted to throw him inside the fire, but not just any fire. They said, "We want to build a big, big, big fire," right? And our teachers, the teachers who taught us the meanings of the Quran, when they explained to us the ayat in the Quran, which we speak about Ibrahim alayhi salam, they say that the people gathered firewood for one whole month. For how long?
One month.
How many days in a month?
30.
Around 30 days, right? So for one whole month, they gathered firewood. Okay? Why? Because the more firewood you have, the hotter
the fire
will be. The more firewood you have, the hotter the fire will be.
Better was cold.
But we're going to come to that. The more firewood you have, the hotter the fire will be. And they gathered the logs from 1 month. And they lit it on fire. And the fire was burning so hot that the books of Islamic history say that birds couldn't even fly near it. If a bird flew over it, it would become what?
Chicken.
Fried chicken. Right? The bird would cook, subhanAllah. The bird would cook, right?
Then you won't hear me.
The bird would cook because the fire is so hot. So now they had a problem. They said, "How can we put Ibrahim in the fire? Because we can't go close to the fire. We can't go close to the fire. So how are we going to put Ibrahim in the fire?" They said, "Let's build a catapult." Now a catapult is this machine that you build, that you can put something in it and it can throw something far away. It's called a catapult. All right. Do you guys know what a catapult is? Have you seen it? When we were small, we used to play with handheld catapults. I don't know. The young boys and girls of today, I don't think you guys use catapults.
Like bows and arrows.
Like bows and arrows. But it's different to bows and arrows. It's much bigger. I suppose the handheld one is like a bow and arrow, because with the handheld one you can throw stones far away using it. But this was a catapult that was big enough to throw a person. And they put Ibrahim in the fire, and they tied Ibrahim. And Ibrahim, no doubt, he was a young boy. He felt scared as any young boy would feel. But Ibrahim alayhi salam's heart was attached to who?
Allah.
Louder.
Allah.
Everyone needs to hear you. He was attached to Allah. Ibrahim alayhi salam's mind was attached to who?
Allah will protect him.
To Allah, and he knew that Allah will protect him. Right? So before they threw him, he said, Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakil. Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakil. What does Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakil mean? He said, Allah is enough for me, and Allah is the best protector. Nothing can hurt me except if Allah wants it to hurt me, because Allah created everything. Nothing can hurt me, not even the coronavirus. Everyone's talking about the coronavirus now, right? Right, all the schools are closed and everyone's in lockdown and people are going into isolation because of the coronavirus. Can the coronavirus hurt me if Allah doesn't want it to hurt me?
No.
Who is in control of everything?
Allah.
Allah is in control of everything. So Ibrahim alayhi salam said, Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is enough for me. Allah is my protector. And Allah will protect me. And before he went into the fire, Allah told the fire, Ya naru kuni barda wa salaman ala Ibrahim. Allah told the fire to be cool and safe. For who? For Ibrahim. And Ibrahim landed in the fire, and it was like, what? Like a garden. It was like a garden. He was in the fire. Everyone thought he was burning, but he was relaxed. He was smiling. Felt a cool breeze. I mean, we can only imagine, right? Because we don't know how it was, but you can imagine. It might have been like he was in a nice...
So the birds can go in.
I don't know if the birds were there, but it could be like he was in a garden, and he was having nice trees around him and shade. Why? Because Allah said, be safe and be cool for Ibrahim. Now, I have a question for you guys. Yes. Why didn't Allah only say, oh fire, be cool for Ibrahim?
Because
why did Allah say, oh fire, be cool and safe for Ibrahim?
Otherwise, it would have fallen and it would have been too cold for
the boys. You have to say it louder for the boys and girls behind the camera, Ahmed.
Because otherwise, it would have been too cold for Ibrahim.
Otherwise, it would have been too cold for Ibrahim. Subhanallah. Right?
Only one warm.
Right, because if he went in the fire and Allah told the fire to be cold, Ibrahim would have been shivering in the fire. It would have been too cold. So Allah told the fire to be cold and be safe. To be safe, that keep Ibrahim cool, but don't make him shiver, right? Keep Ibrahim cool and don't burn all the oxygen. We know that when there's fire, and is it easy for people to breathe when there's a fire, or is it difficult for people to breathe? It's difficult for people to breathe because of all the smoke, and right, and the fire is too hot, and you can't breathe, you tend to suffocate. Allah told the fire, be cold, be cool, and be safe, right? Be cool. Don't make Ibrahim, meaning don't burn Ibrahim, but be safe. Don't make him shiver. Don't make it difficult for him to breathe, right? And Ibrahim knew that, subhanAllah, the fire only burns if Allah wants it to burn. If Allah doesn't want the fire to burn, can the fire burn?
No.
No, the fire can't burn, even though it's so hot.
But a fire doesn't even talk.
A fire doesn't talk, yeah. Fire doesn't talk, but a fire can burn, isn't it? A fire can burn. And if Allah doesn't want the fire to burn, can the fire burn?
No.
No, it can't burn. And this is the story for today about Ibrahim alayhi salam. Now remember we said, boys and girls, that we want to share this first story about Ibrahim alayhi salam to teach us all that no matter how small you are, no matter how small you are, you can do
big things.
You can do great things. No matter how small you are. No matter how young you are, Allah gave you a mind, Allah gave you a heart. You believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you believe in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you can go wherever you want to go, right? Wherever you want to go, as long as you believe, and as long as you put your trust in Allah, You ask Allah to help you. And you try, you have to try. You have to try, right?
Yes.
You can achieve everything you want to achieve. Look at Ibrahim alayhi salam, right? Even though the people didn't want to learn, he taught them. He taught them that what they are doing is absolutely wrong. Even though he was a small boy, he didn't say, I'm too young, I'm too small, no one's going to listen to me. They're going to say, I'm just a little boy, I'm just a little girl, I'm only 12 years old, I'm only 10 years old, I'm only 3 years old. No. Ibrahim alayhi salam is teaching us that no matter how young you are, no matter how young you are, do good, right? And question people respectfully. Ask your questions nicely. And put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your protector. Okay, now we have a few minutes left. And before the program ends, we want to discuss, what do we want to discuss?
Action.
We want to discuss lessons that we took from today's story about Ibrahim alayhi salam, right? Now I have a few lessons here. Let me share them with you. I'm sure you have many, many more lessons. But I have some lessons that I want to share, inshallah. Lesson number one, as we said, you are never too small to make the world a better place. Okay, boys and girls?
Yes.
You are never too small to make the world a better place. That's number one. Number two, trust your mind and trust your heart. Allah subhanahu mind and gave you your heart. In your mind and in your heart, Allah placed all the good things. All the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. And Allah taught our heart all the things that Allah doesn't like, all the bad things, as Khadija has taught us, right? So our hearts have an idea of what's good and what's bad, because subhanahu wa ta'ala created us, right? And we have to worship Allah, and Allah only wants us to do good things, so Allah will put in our hearts and our minds the good things that we have to do. So trust your mind and trust your heart. If it feels wrong, then it's wrong. If it feels wrong, it's wrong. Don't say everyone listens to music, so music must be okay.
Unless Allah says.
Unless Allah says, of course. Thank you, Abdullah.
Even dancing.
Dancing. Doesn't mean everyone is dancing, that it means dancing is okay. Khadija said it doesn't mean everyone is dancing that we should dance. If everyone is dancing, we should ask ourselves first, what does Allah tell us to do? Does Allah like us to play musical instruments, yes or no? No. Does Allah love us to dance in front of everybody and waste time? No.
Only if Allah says yes or no.
Only if Allah says yes or no. Exactly. Ahsanti ya Khadija. Well done. Only if Allah says yes or no. So trust your mind and trust your heart. If it feels wrong, then it's probably wrong. Don't say everyone is doing it. All my cousins are doing it. All my friends are doing it. No, even if all your cousins and friends are doing it, if it's wrong, it's wrong. What should you do? Be like Ibrahim and go to them. Talk to them and teach them that this is wrong. That's lesson number two. Lesson number three. When you try to correct someone and teach someone, be respectful. Speak nicely. Speak sweetly like Ibrahim alayhi salam. He said, oh my dear father, oh my dear father, oh my dear father. He wasn't rude. He was gentle and he was soft. So when you teach people things, teach them nicely. Sometimes people don't know that they're doing something wrong. They're doing the wrong thing, but they don't know. So speak nicely and teach them. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he taught us that we should teach people and teach people nicely. Okay. Number four, hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakeel. This dua that Ibrahim alayhi salam teaches us, that as a young boy, as a young girl, if you ever feel scared, or you feel overwhelmed, or you feel anxious, right? You feel scared, right? Everyone's talking about the coronavirus, right? Right? So some of the boys and some of the girls feel scared. What should you say? Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Right? Let's say three times together. Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakeel. A bit louder so everyone can hear you guys. Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Right? So we should learn this dua so that whenever we feel afraid, we can say it and put our trust in Allah, that Allah will protect us. You already know it? MashaAllah. Barakallahu fiki ya Khadija. May Allah bless you and bless all the children of the Ummah. Say Ameen.
Ameen.
I have a fifth lesson that we can take before we end today's program, and that is to always remember that nothing can harm you except with the permission of Allah. No fire can hurt you except with the permission of Allah. This doesn't mean you should jump in the fire. No, it doesn't mean that. You should stay away from the fire. The coronavirus cannot harm you except with the permission of Allah. But this means we should do everything to protect ourselves from the coronavirus. We should wash our hands for 20 to 40 seconds. We shouldn't touch with soap. Yes, with soap. Thank you, Khadija, with soap. We shouldn't touch our face and touch, you know, our mouth and our nose and our eyes before we wash our hands, right? We should stay at home. We shouldn't go out if we don't need to, right? So we should take the means. We should take the means. So nothing harms us except with the permission of Allah, but also we should take the means. We should make sure that we take the precautions. We listen to the advices that the people give us to help us save ourselves from difficulty and hardship. But we should also say, Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakeel. All right, so these are five lessons. If you missed it, don't worry. You can always play the video back, inshallah. It will be saved and it will be on our YouTube channel, inshallah, our Build Jannah YouTube channel. So you can listen to it later and take those points back or jot those points down, inshallah. Now, what I'd like you to do before you go, just a little bit of homework. Number one, I want you all to sit down with your parents and ask your parents to help you learn the dua. Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Right? So it can be a family program. And together, the parents and the boys and the girls together, learn this dua, learn the meaning of the dua, repeat it so you pronounce it nicely, and put it in your heart. Lock it in your heart somewhere so that whenever you feel afraid, you say, Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Also, I want you all to sit with your parents as well and have a discussion at home. Ask your parents to tell you about wrong things that many people do. But even though many people are doing it, it's still wrong. Okay, so this is homework, right? For the parents also listening in, please sit down with your children and get a whiteboard or get a little diary, right, which you can say, lockdown diary, lessons that I learned during lockdown, for example, and write these things down. So tomorrow your children can read these things, right? Have a discussion together, allow the children to participate, all the boys and all the girls, you tell your parents what you think is wrong, but a lot of people are doing it. And also the parents can tell the children a lot of things that many people do, but they are wrong as well. So that's your homework. Now, Abdullah is reminding me to let you all know that you should subscribe to the channel, you should like this video, and you should share it with your cousins and friends, and that you should join us tomorrow at the same time, inshallah. Every Monday to Friday, I will be with you all, we will be with you all, inshallah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks after our health, and we will be learning lessons from the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we will be having a chance to build Jannah, right? Every day, inshallah. Same time, 11 a.m. UK time. I love you all for the sake of Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when we love someone for no other reason but because they're just amazing people, like you all are, my young boys and young girls, we should tell them that I love you for the sake of Allah. So I say to each and every one of you, I say to Khadija and to Abdullah and to Ahmed and to everyone behind the camera, all the boys, all the girls, I love you all for the sake of Allah. And I love building Jannah with you all. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us. May Allah accept from us. Say ameen.
Ameen.
Louder.
Ameen.
Ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us. Until next time, which is tomorrow, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.